Hey guys, Connor from the Ticket Stub, and you are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on the Cindy Cochran Show. We're just a little bit late getting started, and it's all Richard's fault. Sorry, Richard.
No, I mean, you were coming in off of traffic 45. Or something.
45 is...
And I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks, I feel like.
I know.
So a lot's happened, and I hope you're doing good, and you're back, and you got a full lineup this week, so I'm excited about that.
I do. It's been a very eventful 2 weeks. I've learned a lot. I've learned so much that I'm having to have Chris Wooten on tomorrow. And we're going to talk about...
The process.
The process. And sadly, I lost my husband. I didn't lose him. He passed away. And everybody kept saying, he's gone. That's how they would tell other people. And they go... And other people were going like, where'd he go? Y'all can't find him? And no, he passed away on Monday, the 5th of February. And it was quite an event. And I'll tell you what, the EMT, the fire, the ambulance, I mean, everybody that came out there was so nice and so sweet. And the exterminator who was supposed to have been there at 4 o'clock came riding up on all these
for killing bugs,
he was like, what happened? Exterminator came up and he was supposed to be there at 4 o'clock, and I was going to tell Sam that he was going to be there at 4 o'clock, and I found him. And so it was pretty horrific, and it certainly opened my eyes about what happens when, you know, a spouse goes like that and you're not expecting it. I mean, and he was 82, but he was so much more energetic and did more things during the day than anybody in our whole family. And so it was anyway, he was such a good man, and he was so overwhelmed by all the things that he was having to put up with because of the inflation and all that. He was so upset about trying to make things work and all that. And now he didn't have to worry about that anymore. He's just like, I know he's happier than he's ever been in his life, but he was worried about the way we would respond because he knew I never went to meetings and I wasn't, you know, great with money or anything like that. So he kept trying to help me and teach me. And he kept wanting me to go to the meetings with Chris Wooten with the Wooten Financial Group, who's one of our sponsors. And Chris is going to be on tomorrow because I said, you know what? It's a hard subject to talk about, but I think women who are, you know, have gotten up in age and their spouses, and that's something's going to happen. And, you know, it's like, you know, whenever you get pregnant, you know that you're going to have a baby eventually. So this is going to happen. And now how do you respond? What do you do? What's the first thing you do? And, oh, Sam tried so hard to tell me. What's the first thing you're going to do when I go is to call Chris. And then you call David Meredith, our lawyer. And then, you know, I call your sister, Carolyn. And so he had it all lined out. And I kept telling y'all, talking about the manifesto that he kept on his wall in his office so that we would all know exactly what to do. And, I mean, that became like, he was right. Everything he put down, all the stuff we needed to do, he had it all lined out. So it was really good. I had a good husband that was trying to take care of us. But when it falls on your shoulder, you feel like I'm never going to be able to do this. It's just too complicated. There's too many papers to sign. There's too many things to think about. But you need somebody like Chris. And I'm not trying to exploit this advertisement or anything like that for Chris.
We can do that tomorrow.
Yes, but we can do it tomorrow. We're gonna talk to Chris tomorrow and talk about all the things that you need to be kind of aware. And it would be good to go to the meetings and find out what it is you need to do. So that's what we're going to do tomorrow. And then Thursday, this is strange. You know, Dennis O'Connor is like one of our main listener. He is so faithful, and he's there all the time. And even though he doesn't agree with a lot of things that I do or say, and he'll let me know about it. He writes these notes. He'll tell me, Cindy, just shut up. Just shut up. But I don't have a guest. I just have Richard Dennis, so I can talk more if Richard's quiet. But anyway, Dennis and Lynn Purvis is going to be with us. And what's going to happen is that we're getting ready to have an art festival here in Conroe. And they're going to have a movie festival as well. And Dennis is in one of the movies that's going to be highlighted at that festival, and it's going to be at the Crichton Theater. And everything is free except for the tickets that you go to see the movies they're going to be showing. And that will be that'll be exciting. She, Lynn Purvis, am I saying her name right? Purvis.
I don't know. You're the one that invited this person.
You're the one that corrected me. You said, you mean Lynn Purvis? Because I didn't know how to pronounce the last name. But okay. Anyway, Lynn Purvis is a writer. She is an author of scripts and screenplays, and she is the one who did this movie, wrote this movie. Oh my word, it is so sci-fi. I mean, it's like old school sci-fi, new school sci-fi. She's done this, and all by herself and her husband. Her and her husband put this all together. They used all the talent that she'd been seeing. She worked as set designer, director at Crichton Theater. So she knew all these people that were really talented that live here in Conroe. And she put them in the movie. And our own Dennis O'Connor is part of that. And I just saw one of the photos she sent me. Dennis has blue hair and a white beard. It's incredible. You just have to be here Thursday to see Dennis and Lynn and them talk about the movie and how it all got, how it happened. How do you write a movie and get it started and get it going? So I wanted to let y'all know that and be ready for it. And you know what, Richard? I'm so sorry that I didn't get to bring your lunch. Usually on Tuesday, I try and bring him something to eat so that he's in a good mood for the next 3 days and when I'm on, because I didn't get the information that he needed. Usually on Sundays, I've got to send him everybody that's going to be on and pictures and info, and I didn't get to do that. But he's so understanding. Okay, he raised his eyebrows. He didn't say yes or no. He just said, he's so understanding. But I'm going to get all the information to him today. I promise you. That's my homework. But anyway, so I started out the week wrong, and I'm trying to get to the Chicken Max because I'm going to get his sandwich or his chicken. What did you say? Tenders. Oh, yeah,
don't
chicken
worry
tenders.
About what you're getting me. I mean, it is what it is. And you had excuses. You were late, and you just didn't want to give me food. And now I'm hungry. I'm starving, and I'm not leaving here till 6. Then I have to go work at the Alley tonight. So really, I'm going to eat at 11 p.m. tonight because Cindy said, "Hey, I'm going to get you lunch," and I'm like, "Oh, wonderful! Thank you so much." And then she calls and says, "Hey, there's traffic," and I'm like, "Oh, well, you should have left like an hour ago. There's traffic."
You know, that's what I love about Richard is he's so understanding, and he's not going to hold it over your head. But you see why I try and feed him on Tuesday so he'll be nice the rest of the week. But anyway, so what has happened? You're going to be gone the first week in March, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
No, the second week, the 11th?
The first week in March, that it's going to be the first full week of March.
Okay, and I'll be in reruns. And so You got to find, you know, you ought to go back deep, deep in the vault and get some of the old shows out. That would be good.
No, that requires work.
Oh.
So I'm not going to do that.
Rats. You know, I was...
I mean, you can check out the full catalog at irlonestar.com on your show page.
And you can search, right?
Yeah.
What you want.
You can search dates. You can do all sorts of stuff.
Okay. Okay. I had to watch the two shows that Sam was on. That's the best. It's so cathartic. It's just great to help you. Him talk about the things that he talked about. And we did the Opposites Attract show. And that was great. So, he told me, he's sitting there. And I said, isn't that right, honey? Isn't that right, honey? And he just sits there and stares at me. He said, oh, you're going to let me talk now? And so he understood just exactly what Dennis O'Connor understood. He said, shut up, Cindy, and let the other person talk. But when it's just you and me, Richard, and you're so busy with doing stuff on the computers, I get to talk more. It's great. You know what? Nikki Haley is like the yap dog on former President Trump's ankle. She just will not let go. I mean, even though she's just being trounced in these primaries.
Well, why would you? I mean, that's what Donald Trump does, is he creates that monolith and people want to attack the monolith. Like, why not?
No, but she's just wrong. She just needs to let go because he's so far ahead of her percentage-wise in the primaries.
When he goes away, the vacuum that's going to be created.
Oh, my word.
And the political space is going to be insane.
Oh, it is. It truly is. Now, everybody in Texas, you know, today starts early voting. And this is the primary. This is the primary. You're supposed to go vote for the primary first, and then you do you can do early voting. And remember, that's why Democrats won. They did so much early voting, really early voting, and whatever they could do to find the votes they needed, they were always able to find them in the ditches and behind the refrigerator doors and places. So anyway, it's just, you never know. It's just going to be a fun, fun thing to watch. I love watching these primaries. Do you watch them, Richard?
No.
Richard, have you voted yet?
No.
Not a patriot. He's just not a patriot. It
confuses me when they call them primaries and everyone creates this thing, but realistically, it's just a club. You're voting in a club.
You're like preaching to the choir.
Well, no, it's like it confused me because it's not an actual voting thing. It is, you're voting in a club instead of like a national election or anything. You're just voting for your club because you can't vote in both clubs.
But
you can only vote in one club. You can register to one club. And that's what on the 20th is. That's what it is. It's like you're voting for your Republican club mate who's going to represent in the actual election.
But the thing is, the primary gives them delegates, and whoever gets the most delegates will be the nominee for the Republican or the Democratic
Party.
Or for
whatever position. I'm talking about even locally.
Well,
so
you know, I don't know.
It's one of those things. It's like, well, I'm not really in that club, so I don't really care. Like, why would I vote? I'm not really a Republican. Don't really care.
Your vote counts, though.
But that's not the vote you're talking about. You're talking about the actual national election.
That you're right.
So but, this upcoming, like this week's election, is just the club. It has nothing to do with national.
But do you want that person? Which person in the club do you feel is best going to lead your club?
No, I get it, but I think it's kind of disingenuous to tell people it's like your vote counts. I'm like, you're not really voting this week in a national election. It's for your primaries, which is just a club.
What kills me is the places that allow the Democrats to come over and vote in the Republican primary.
Well, it's just you have to register.
Primary.
Anyone can register in any one of the clubs.
Yeah, they don't, and they can pack the vote. But anyway, so it's, and then Donald Trump was fined $355 million of to pay.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on.
That's amazing. And did you see the Shark Tank guy? Who's the guy, you know, the one that has bald headed and
Leary or something like
that? Yeah, yeah. He comes out and says that was the death nail in the coffin for New York because no investor's ever going to want to come there and put money into anything because of what they can do to them. And the I think the defense attorney, anyway, she said, wait, we were after Trump. We weren't after anybody else. We want everybody to be able to invest and build buildings and all that, but we didn't want Trump.
Well, yeah, that's what the uncertainty going forward with, especially with Trump, is just the chaos he creates in the normal society. And it's like when you do that, especially if you run a campaign against somebody that has nothing to do with your campaign. I mean, mm-hmm. like she ran saying, like, I'm going to go after this guy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of that to me is really crazy. I'm like, well, okay. But people wanted her to go after him. That's why she won.
Right.
So
no.
At least she fulfilled her, her promises.
Yes.
So I'm like, good for her.
But so they have to. It's really strange, though, because they're going to counter. They don't want to pay it and all that. But they have to pay them. They have to bring that money to the court to give them the money before they can even counter the thing and say, we don't. You know, we don't accept this, you know, the judgment that you've given us. So we're going to go to court again.
It's just chaos. I love it.
And no, I'm not.
While
it's
our
so
enemies are at the gate.
At the gate.
Planning.
In the air.
I mean, can you believe it?
Sending up nukes.
Can you believe it? Balloons. Nukes. We got all sorts of stuff going outside the gates. And,
yeah.
We're
worried
about cares?
$355 million for crying out loud.
Well, that's one thing I hope Donald Trump wins the election just for the chaos that comes afterwards. Like, it's going to be insane.
It will be so much fun.
But I doubt he's going to win. There's going to be something. Something's going to happen, and it's funny to me. It's all fun.
This is the thing that will happen. Michelle Obama is going to come in and take.
I mean,
Biden's place.
Who cares?
And that will be it. It's be over. It would be. You know that would be. Because
everybody's
thinking, oh boy, Obama
it.
Gets
That's
another
great.
You
people
know,
are really
another
into
8 years.
It, though. That's one thing that amazes me is people are really into this stuff. Like you. Like, this is what you want to consume when you're relaxing at home is this garbage from Fox News. And you're
it's
like,
not garbage.
It's garbage.
It's truth.
Not truth. It's all speculation, and then you never really know. I mean, like, what I love is it'd be hilarious if Donald Trump gets arrested for something he actually did, and then it's like...
And there's a victim.
But it has nothing... Yeah, there's a victim, and there's like, no one really saw it coming. They're like, oh, man, you really did assault that person? That's crazy. And then... and then it's forgotten, so...
And that would be different, you know... It's like that lady said that he sexually harassed her, and she got, $180 million? Anyway, it's been an expensive couple of weeks for him.
I think she's writing a book, too.
Yeah, I hope.
Which is going to be, you know,
right.
Classic, you know, reading about.
Sure. Of course.
I love it.
And anyway, so.
What else is going on, Cindy?
Well,
besides that garbage.
The Kansas City Chiefs won.
That's cool.
And were you happy about that?
Didn't care.
It was such a shocker. Everybody thought that the 49ers were going to win. And I knew he was going to win. How do you say his name?
Mahomes.
Yeah. Mahomes. Yeah. He's so cute. And I just wish it had been CJ Stroud.
Well, I think it's one of those things that the game was really boring. And... It was
the end, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, it was good at the end, but then again, by the time I got there, I was like, I'm over it.
What were you doing?
Sleeping.
You weren't at a party?
No, we watched the first half, and I was like, this is terrible. And then,
did you like Usher?
I didn't even watch Usher.
Oh, okay.
I just went on with my night.
Worst ads. I thought. Did you see any of the commercials?
You know what's funny? I watched a lot of football this season, and I know a lot of people say this every year. There's so many ads now. It gets irritating. It gets to the point where, like, that's why, I stopped watching, because the game was so slow. And since it's slow, there's so many more ads, I felt like. And I'm like, I just don't care anymore. Like, we're getting interrupted every 2 minutes. And I was like, this is terrible. This is worse than trying to watch a 5 second clip on YouTube and watching 30 seconds of ads just to
right.
watch it.
Just yes.
So it's like,
yes,
I'm over
right.
it, and but whatever. I mean, I'm really excited about college football. College football is gonna be fun because they changed up the playoffs this year. So there's going to be more playoff games at the end. So that's going to be really cool. And then I think Texas is actually in the SEC this year. Oklahoma and Texas. So that SEC is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
But I thought football was just about over.
Yeah, but college football's coming up after the summer.
After the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought just, like, you're talking about now.
I'm comparing to the NFL. Like, the NFL, I just don't care.
Oh, no. No. I just liked C.J. Stroud, and he's so good. He's so spiritual. I love that.
But he's hanging out with Kardashians now, so everyone's going code red and be like, we need to keep him away from the Kardashians. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, man. Well, poor Taylor Swift really got it. You know, it's so sad because you think they're going to ban her from coming to the game. Or they need to have her in a more private place instead of, you know, of course, that's probably where they're getting a lot of the attention and the attendance and viewers are from her, don't you think? I don't think Casey's that cute anyway. But
I mean,
that's just my opinion. That's what I feel like. But the Texans, I hope they do well. I know Brianna is now all about the Astros. Are coming up.
The spring training's been going on. I know most of the players are now in spring training, if I remember. So,
Are they sick? Are they hurt? Are they?
No, like they have the report to duty. And like, I think the first couple of weeks is usually the pitchers and the catchers. And then now it's like the rest of the team joins. I think that started maybe last week. I'm not really sure.
Well, the people, we lost the guy that drove me crazy. So I'm the catcher. And I thought, got to get somebody that can hit, be consistent at hitting. That's, you never knew.
So it's going to be fun watching them.
Huh?
It's going to be fun watching them.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I think the last time we talked about the Astros, Andrew's in here, and we were talking about what TV network it's going to be on. I don't even know. On top of my head, this season, I don't know where it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
well, we'd gotten Hulu. No, Fubo. We got Fubo, and we were able to watch all this.
So everything. I don't know. It's one of those things that I haven't followed up with at all. So,
I got to tell you. What's great about Ask Me Anything is that we kind of jump around from subject to subject. Have you ever eaten at Crust Pizza?
I've heard of it. Have you been in the city? The one up in Willis?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been in here.
Y'all don't have one in
I have Conroe? No idea where. I know my niece really likes it, so I don't really know. I'm into Mod Pizza, which is okay.
No, Mod Pizza, well, you get to make your own and all, but I got to tell you something. Crust Pizza does a chicken Alfredo.
Wouldn't that be great if you brought one of those?
If I brought...
Yeah, you brought a chicken Alfredo pizza today. That would be great.
That would have been... Oh, that just makes my water. Listen, it's so good. And all of their pizzas are all thin, which is good. But the crust is so amazing. It has such good flavor. But the chicken Alfredo, though, blew me away. It is so hard to find people that know how to make Alfredo sauce and do the chicken just right and the pasta, and they've got cheesy bread that has a dip that's so fresh. The tomato sauce dip, I couldn't believe it, and I was just avoiding that place like crust pizza.
Let's just keep talking about food. Let's just keep talking about it.
I'll go get you something after. When we're finished, I'll go get you something. What do you want? Well, go ahead, order it now.
I don't want to see you till tomorrow. So
you don't want to see me until tomorrow?
I'm just disappointed in you.
Yeah. What?
I'm just disappointed in you.
You're supposed to be being nice to me. I thought you'd be nice to me just like...
That's why I didn't give you a hard time on the phone. I'm like, just turn around. Don't even bother coming in.
Don't even come in. That would have been like, I'd have been like, okay, no problem. I was going to bring you... The roast I just made and the beans and potatoes and the...
Oh, but you didn't.
No.
No.
No. I'm going to go home and make that, though, and I'm going to think about you and go like...
There's starving children everywhere, and I'm one of them.
Poor thing.
Yeah. What else has been going on? I mean, like, I know you had a lot with your family, and I'm excited about tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
But what's going on in the future for you? What are you doing?
Wait, are you being sarcastic about tomorrow's show?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to just repeat what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
No, but I just want everybody to get ready. And if you have questions about it, please, you can always ask or comment or say, ask Chris about this or ask Chris about whatever.
I
can do
that. That's good.
And, remember that cool. He's a sponsor. Be sweet. So did you have any exciting guests on your Audience of One?
We don't really have guests on Audience of One, but we have a great show tomorrow. We have a lot of great topics.
Well, let me ask about that so you can go ahead and shamelessly.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m. Podcast everywhere, YouTube. Check us out, Audience of One show.
And who's going to be on?
No, and we don't have guests usually on that show.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
No, it's not a guest-driven show. It's just Andrew and I going through the funny things that we've encountered.
Oh, just like this?
Yeah.
Are you copying
better,
what?
But better.
Are you cop?
But better.
Why are you better? Because it's two guys?
Yeah. Well, for sure. And plus, we talk about stuff that you would never want to talk about.
What? Like?
Well, like Jesus not being real.
What did you say?
I'm just kidding you.
Oh, I was going to move my chair further down it. So whenever the lightning strikes you, but. It's going to be just you. I know that guys like to talk about, you know, certain things. And so that's okay. But y'all never get like really embarrassing like stuff that guys talk about.
I try to get Andrew to talk about embarrassing things.
But he won't do it?
But he won't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's such a southern gentleman, isn't he?
I like it. That's so funny. I realized about myself is I'm pretty much open to any talk about anything, especially if it involves me being an idiot. And I'm not afraid. And like, it's also one of those things that it affects relationships with people I don't think about. I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that now that you know that about that person. Whatever. Who cares?
Who are you talking about?
Anybody. Like when we talk about funny stories and like, oh, let me tell you this one time I was with this guy.
Oh,
this happened. And they're like, that guy did that? I'm like, yeah, I did. That was a long time ago. And then, of course, they call that guy. I heard you did this. Why are you telling people? I was like, well, it's a good laugh. So anything for a good laugh.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends that listen to this show? So what'd they say about me?
They think you're drunk all the time.
Drunk with happiness.
Yeah,
that's me. I don't need to drink like some people do to get happy.
Well, let me ask you. That's what I wanted to ask you. You know, going forward, are you going to get like a movie pass so you can go see all the movies you want to see now? I don't see why you don't just do that.
Chaz asked me the same thing. Aren't you going to go to the movie today? No, I got so much stuff to have to do and think about. And he says, you know, you need to go just enjoy yourself. My kids have been so wonderful.
I really
so
want to see Madam Web. I meant to go see it last
to see
week.
What?
Madam Web.
What is
that comic book movie from Sony?
I don't even know about it.
It has Dakota Johnson, I think that's how you pronounce her name, from 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And she's like the best terrible actress ever. And so when I read the reviews of it, I was like, this movie is right up my alley. Because it basically says like she's so perfect at delivering these terrible lines. It's almost like she's in on the joke that she knows it's a terrible movie, but she delivers every single time. So I want to see it. I think it's going to be a great show.
But it sounds like a good comedy show to watch.
No, it's like a comic book movie.
It's like a
but
comic
book. But it's terribly made.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a terrible movie.
Yeah, that would be
like
right.
Plot
up your
holes.
Alley. Yeah.
Well, you know, what's weird, and I was reading about it, and I'm curious. They kept talking about they're trying to do like a timeline thing with all these comic book movies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this one is supposed to take place in like 2008 or something. So they do all these references to like Beyonce and like this different movies that are coming out, like, you know, culture topics that are in that time frame. But apparently it doesn't make any sense because it's not connecting any other movie. And they're like, why do they keep referencing this? And then they don't use it. And then it's just, apparently it's a terrible movie because they're like, it's like they filmed like four movies before it, but they never released those. And then they came out with this one and they're like, hey, you're supposed to know this stuff, but we don't have any other movies. It's kind of like watching like Avengers Endgame without seeing any other movie.
Well, that's why it's going to be so good for you to be here on Thursday for this Lynn Purvis.
Why?
Because she wants to, She wants to send this movie to, Southwest. I said, that's where I'm going to tell you that Richard's going to be working there, and you're going to want to know all about it, and he knows all about it. So it's the Southwest.
Southwest by Southwest. I think it's called that. They call it South by. I don't know what it's called. I don't care. My friend's going to be there. We're just going to hang out and volunteer. We're going to be moving around the little town.
But you'll know about it, and you can tell her so she can, be able to submit Invictus Chronicles.
I would think, especially if it's sci-fi, there's probably, I know like Fantastic Fest is in Austin, which is a great horror sci-fi film festival. Like, that's all the genres they do at Fantastic Fest.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So see, South by Southwest, I think it's just like a conglomerate of the tech industry, movies, music. It's just like the newest thing. Because you can go to any, they have like panels, but it's like any conversation. It's not just movies. It used to be just movies, but then it grew into this thing where now it's like the first week is all tech and industry stuff. And then the next week is movies and music.
Well, do they have like short films?
Yeah, they have everything.
I need to submit my short films to them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They won.
But they're great.
They won awards. They did. See, whenever Mike and Brian
were
here,
one thing, though, I will say I'm excited about, I got to look up his name because I don't know that on top of my head, but the local judge here, who's been in the studio, friend works for ILM, and he's been working for ILM for like since 1998 or something like that. You know what ILM is?
Yeah.
The special effects company that did like Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. So he's done a bunch of movies, and I saw that they knew each other, and I was like, hey, can I interview that guy? Because that'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
Because one of the coolest things that he did is he worked on the original Space Jam, and then he worked on the newest Space Jam.
You mean the Space Jam that had
LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
And the cartoons?
The cartoons.
Oh, okay.
But he's worked on a lot of other movies, but, like all the big ones, like Star Wars and all that, mm-hmm. since 1998. But I saw that. I was like, I wonder how that would work.
Now, where does he live?
Probably in California or something.
I thought he's not a local guy, is he?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that when, after we did Sighing with Cindy, the animation that was on it, did I tell you what? We went into a studio, the animation studio in California. We just finished editing the show. So we needed this animation on it. So we went in there and they told us, okay, you sit right here and you can watch the animation happen. We've got some other stuff to do right before yours. I said, okay. And here comes Return of the Jedi comes up and they're working on that animation or however they did the whatever it was on the film. But it was I was so impressed. I said, somebody take picture, take a picture of that. Nobody had a camera. Because I thought, who in the world could I ever impress that our animation came after? Apparently cool. Not you. But I would think that you'd think that was...
Oh, they're just getting paid. You're paying them. There you go.
No, it was just a job to them. They weren't...
No, they don't care.
They certainly weren't impressed with Signing with Cindy. They kept thinking it was misspelled.
Well, yeah, I want to say like this came up because he's nominated for an Oscar.
He is? For what?
For The Creator. The sci-fi movie. That's on Hulu now.
It's on Hulu?
It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Unless it's on TCM.
Oh,
or
God.
If
it's on Fox News.
Or YouTube.
No, I get it. Yeah, Fox News. It's got to be on Fox News.
If it's on YouTube or Fox Nation.
But this guy, it's interesting seeing because he's worked for ILM for so long, and you don't really know the individuals who make the stuff. So you look at his track record, and he's worked on some really cool movies, but doing different things. So I think his first movie he worked on... Let's see, I'm looking right now. The first movie he ever worked on was Space Jam. And then Starship Troopers, Sphere.
Wait, Starship Troopers?
Starship Troopers.
Ooh, that was bad.
That was a great movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know that was bad. That's why you said it so
fast.
No,
it's a great movie.
Starship Troopers was a great movie?
Yeah. Oh, it's one of my favorite movies. It's so ridiculous.
Okay. Well, if you think it was so ridiculous.
It was.
It was horrible.
But, you know, movies like Wild Wild West, like all the Star Wars movies, basically, since episode one, I think, or something like that. So he's been in a bunch of different little things, working on different Master and Commander. See, that's really cool.
So did you find out
we're going to work on it.
Getting him?
He said he's interested, so I got to do my homework. And I'm going to ask about the terrible movies he's made.
Well, will he say, okay, so if I come on, how many people are going to...
Everyone's going to watch.
...hear me say this?
Yeah.
It'll be all over the world. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
But I'm more excited. I get to see Dune 2 when it comes out. I got tickets already.
You have tickets already?
Yeah. It's going to be the first day I'm there in Austin.
Oh, okay.
So
oh,
I already
perfect.
Got tickets.
And it's in this festival.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I didn't really connect the dots, but my buddy's like, hey, grab these tickets right now. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So I'm excited about Dune 2. Dune 2 is going to be good.
That's great. I'm so glad you're going to have... You're going to have such a fun time. You are going to be...
It's going to be pretty great.
No.
I'm probably going to be trashed and high and all sorts of stuff.
Did I say that? No. Well, it's Austin. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin's fine. I don't understand why people... I mean, it's like any big city. You just got to find the right areas.
You do, but it doesn't seem like it's hard to find those areas. Because if you're near downtown, stay in some hotel, you come out and you want to take a jog, and you have to jump over, homeless people.
Certain areas.
Are they a sanctuary city?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, you don't have to say it like that.
I mean,
just say it.
We're a neighbor, so honor your neighbor. But you don't do that. You only follow certain commandments.
No.
Yeah.
I think you should apply to become a citizen.
I think you should love everybody, regardless of where you're from.
I can love them, but I think I could also tell them you should do this.
But you just
legally.
Described yourself stepping over people.
No, because they were asleep. I wasn't going to wake them up. I wasn't going to wake them up.
You wouldn't even offer them food. You probably wouldn't even bring them food. Because you never bring food.
They were asleep.
You probably would be like, oh, I was meant to bring spaghetti, but oh, I'm sorry.
They were sleeping, and I just didn't want to disturb them. I was trying to be very nice about not running over them and tripping and falling and suing them that they didn't have any money. Okay.
That's good.
I kind of thought that through.
But I mean, like, I always feel like, especially when you get older, it's like, why would you need to go to Austin? So why do you care? Like, what are the odds of you ever going to Austin?
I used to go to Austin all the time.
No, I'm talking about the future. I don't care about
because I'm old
20
now.
Years ago. No, I said as older you get, it's like you have to have a reason to go to these places. Mm-hmm. And I've never been one of the person that's like, oh, let's just go on a trip. Like, I don't really care about that. I'd rather go see people that I miss.
Yeah.
So, like, people who I love are in Austin. So I'll go to Austin. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, you got friends. You got connections.
I don't mind.
You don't.
I don't mind going there. I don't care about the politics there. I don't care.
Well, I mean, I know that it's okay because we're always going to be predominantly red state. Don't you think?
Well, it's not the end of the world if we're not.
It is as we know
it. Like, to me, that shows me the weakness of an individual's belief in Texas. Like, if you think if we go blue, Texas is going to go to the crapper. And I'm like, man, Texas has been around for a long time. And if you really care about Texas, you don't care about the short-term stuff.
Well, then talk to San Francisco and talk to
New
York.
California as the state. I'm talking about Texas as a state. San Francisco is a city.
But we're strong. We're stronger. And we are more conservative. And we take care of our own. And then those people that do things bad, we don't let them out in two or three
days. Yeah, but even if it were a blue state, you're talking to like four cities that determine that because there's millions of people. Then you have the rural areas, which are pretty awesome. and those aren't going to change. It's not like, you know, Conroe is going to go blue.
No.
So, even if it did, who cares?
Well, then we couldn't probably be talking like this.
Yeah, we could do whatever we want.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. You go talk to people in New York and go talk to people in...
Yeah, every time I go to Austin, I get in trouble all the time with their friend, like my buddy's friends and everything. They're like, is he really blue? I'm like, no, shut up. Like, I was telling... I think I told Andrew this the other day. I was like, yeah, I got in trouble because I called someone ma'am. And I was like, thank you, ma'am. And it's like, don't assume their gender. I'm like, okay.
Don't assume... That's sad when you can't.
I love it. I appreciate it when someone started giving me lip about it. I was like, oh, you really want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call him Cupcake. I'll just call everybody Cupcake, regardless of gender. And I can just tell, like, that's my gender neutral name for people, Cupcake.
I just...
Because cupcakes aren't just for girls, okay?
That's true. That's very true.
But I think
that's
right. I was like, I'll call everybody Cupcake.
Well, yeah.
Old people, young people... Guys, girls, it's like everyone's a cupcake.
Well, it makes it very awkward if people really are so upset about you saying he, she, or they. And
well, I think it's the sad part about it is that usually when you get corrected, it just slows down the conversation.
Like, yeah, the bonding, the communication.
Typically when I say thank you, ma'am, it's like I'm getting out of here. Just right. I'm already out of here.
Yeah.
I'm on the way out when I say thank you, ma'am, and then I move on. But then it's like, oh, wait, you can't. I'm like, whoa, too long in this conversation. The conversation's over. Don't worry about it. Cupcake.
Yeah. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Just, have you ever said that to anybody? Bless your heart?
No.
That's such a, that phrase is like purple cow, purple cow, purple cow. That is, really doesn't mean anything.
I would never say that to anybody because I'd just be like, I don't care about you.
You don't care much about people in general, right? I mean,
no, I love everybody.
You love everybody?
Yeah, I love being around people.
You do?
Yeah.
It's just hard to know when you really do feel that way. Because you're so cynical in everything else that you say.
Yeah.
That you feel
which
like...
Which is funny.
You like that, don't you? And you like throwing people off, don't you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Everyone, I mean, it's like, it's also when you meet new people, you learn a lot very quickly when you do that because you see the reaction.
Yes, that's right. But did your mom ever tell you, Richard, what you've got to do is you've got to treat everybody, you know, all the people that you say you love, you need to treat them every day, every time you see them, every time you're with them, when you walk away from them or you have to leave. You need to treat them like it's the last time you ever saw them.
No.
Now, I mean, all if,
they're
that
old,
to say,
if they're old, yeah.
If they're old.
Yeah.
But you know that's not true. Things can happen to people that even though they're not
like
old.
Like, I know what I'm going to tell you when you leave.
What?
You better bring me lunch tomorrow.
Okay. See? Now, that's a hopeful thing. Yeah. Cause you.
No, it's more of a threat.
Okay. All right, you're so bad. You're so bad. Your mommy, I know your mom taught you really good manners. And
yeah.
You know how to treat women.
Yeah.
You just don't know how women are going to treat you. That's
I don't
problem.
Really care.
Not anymore.
No, it's kind of, it's interesting because I've always lived by the golden rule. So it's kind of like.
And what is that?
Treat others as you would treat yourself.
Very good.
So. If someone mistreats me, I'll be like, okay, whatever. Like, see you later.
But it doesn't make you want to mistreat them because they...
Oh, no. I believe in karma.
You believe in karma?
Yeah.
Oh, Richard. You're more intelligent than that.
Well, I don't mean as a spiritual thing. I'm just saying if someone's a bad person, bad things are going to happen to them.
True.
Like, I had this conversation a long time ago. There's certain people you meet, and for some reason they attract the chaos. And it's not intentional. And, like, I had a buddy in high school was like this. Like, I hated hanging out with him. It wasn't because I hated him. But I was like, every time we hang out with this guy, something happens. Like, a police get called or somebody gets in a wreck. Or it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like, he's just a reckless guy. And I'm like, I just can't do it. And it's one of those things.
That is true.
And certain people are like that. And just bad things happen to them. And it's not because they're bad people. It's just...
But, you know, like, trying not to be judgmental is that when somebody walks in the room, how quickly do you judge them? How quick are you to say,
well, I think judge is not the right word. It's more size up. Because when you're judging somebody, I feel like when you say that, you're searching for something. Like, when I judge you, it means I'm searching for something negative. Most people who, I feel like when someone says, like, do you judge people? I'm like, well, it's not, I can judge them for being good, can I? But most people don't think that way. They think if, well, I got to find a fault. That's why I'm judging them. But if I size you up, that means I'm getting a better idea of who this person is. It's more neutral.
Okay. All right.
Well, you wouldn't agree with that? If someone said, like, what, like, do you judge people? I would always assume that's a negative thing.
No, I don't think it's, you judge, I'm talking about when they walk in the room, they either sucked all the oxygen out of it, or they brought joy and they brought, you know, laughter, and you can't wait to hear what next thing they're going to say, and that you you feel more comfortable in your skin with them.
We got a couple more minutes, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're late and you don't bring food.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, listen, tomorrow, be sure and be here so that we can talk to Chris, and Chris is going to unveil all his knowledge about what you should be doing and thinking about just for the future, just so that you're prepared. That's, you know, the main thing. And so also, first responders, boy, we've got the best first responders in Willis and in Conroe. It's just, it's amazing. So we really do appreciate you and that you are so brave. So anyway, I just want to say bye-bye and call somebody you love.
Every week, people ask the same two questions. Are they ready to retire? Will their savings last for their lifetimes? Hi, this is Chris Wooten with Wooten Financial Group. Our firm has been in Montgomery County for decades, but the hopes and dreams of the people we serve never change. We help answer these two questions and many more that people have about their uncertain financial future. We have a simple introductory client experience that allows us to get to know the client and includes a few meetings for the client to kick the tires at no charge. We provide a concise, one-page summary that helps the client get a better handle on which questions are the right questions for them. To learn more about Wooten Financial Group's process in helping their clients to a clearer financial future and to see their contact information, visit Cindy Cochran's show page on irlonestar.com/TCCS. Wooten Financial Group is a proud sponsor of the Cindy Cochran Show. Wooten Financial Group is available by phone at 936-449-5952 or visit them on the web at www.wootenfinancial.com. That's www.wootenfinancial.com.
This program is sponsored by the Wooten Financial Group. It is not the intent of Wooten Financial Group to render or offer personalized investment advice or financial planning advice through this radio program or any related website. Wooten Financial Group's participation in this program is limited to providing general information on financial matters and should not be construed as financial recommendation or investment advice. Investment advisory services are offered through Game Plan Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the state of Texas. Insurance services are offered through Wooten Financial Group, Inc. Game Plan Advisors and Wooten Financial Group, Inc. are affiliated through common ownership, and neither firm is affiliated with The Cindy Cochran Show. No listener should assume that any information presented and or made available on this program serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized individual advice from Game Plan Advisors, Wooten Financial Group, or any of their representatives.
Want to check out the fastest growing sport in the world? It's